blister, or roll-off container delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's September 28th, the greatest day ever. On the 28th of September, 1892, the first night football game is played in Mansfield, Pennsylvania.
Hey, I'm open!
Who is?
I am!
Where?
Unfortunately, night football would not catch on again until 5 years later in 1897 when Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Have a great September 28th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump calls it fake news, a report about his tax returns and debt.
The president paid $750 in federal income taxes the year he was elected and in 2017, according to the New York Times. And in 10 of 15 years before that, paid $0, offsetting his tax bill with business losses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, now a senior advisor with the campaign, is hospitalized in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after barricading himself inside his house with a gun.
Parscale has been a member of the Trump campaign since 2016. He eventually became the campaign's manager until he was replaced. Police responded to the home in reference to an armed male attempting to commit suicide. When officers arrived on scene, Parscale's wife let them know her husband was armed and threatening to harm himself.
Rafael Pierce with WSPN 7 News Miami. America's listening to Fox News.
Play that next week, because that'll mean that Governor Meemaw has lifted the safer at home
Governor Meemaw
restrictions. It's October, for crying out loud. You know, and they're selling this stuff on TV like this is the new normal. No, it's not.
I love that the governor of Florida just said everything is now open 100%.
And that's what we need here. Actually, Governor DeSantis down there, considering, you know, he's got a state with 25 million people, many of whom are lunatics, actually has done a pretty good job. It is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Very humid out there this morning. It's going to be just a typical summer day today, even though we are into fall now, with a high temperature up to about 86. The morning is dry, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, popping up later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Watch my weather video this morning. You'll see this line of storms moving in from the west, a prefrontal trough out ahead of a cold front. A few strong storms today possible. We're in a marginal severe weather risk. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm, mostly in the morning and midday hours. Then the front comes through, shuts off the rain. Nicer air comes in. That's stage one of cooler air. So Tuesday night is much cooler. Wednesday's really nice. Then we start to warm up again on Thursday before the second cold front arrives towards Thursday evening, Thursday night. And that's the really good one. I mean, as far as really, really nice airs. The real deal fall air. And I think we will be in the upper 40s by late Friday night into around dawn Saturday morning. And that'll set the stage for some really great, spectacular football weather next weekend. Right now, calm winds. Dew point is 70. That is disturbing this late in the season. Temperature is 74 now with cloudy skies, 806.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Oh, you know, if you have a broken pipe, maybe a clogged sink, a busted toilet, a leak behind the dishwasher, our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire are open for business. And it's not like they just opened 7 minutes ago at 8 o'clock because that's business hour. Business hours for them are really anytime, including middle of the weekend, the middle of a holiday, just about any moment you could possibly think of that you have a problem with your plumbing. They are ready to serve you at Plumbing by Luke Wire, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that used to be one of my big things. You know, plumbing does pick the worst time to be a problem, and so I would say I would call up, Plumber X, and they'd come over and say, "No, this is gonna cost you. This is not business hours now." No, it's not that way at Plumbing by Luke Wire. In fact, I got the whole house plumbing inspection. Great peace of mind. Let's say you're getting ready to go out of town. They can spot a big problem before it becomes a messy problem. You don't want to walk into your house and come home to a flood. And I've seen that happen on my street. In fact, on either side of me, neighbors have come home to floods. And what a miserable situation that is. Ruined furniture, ruined carpet, ruined books flooring. And flooring and pictures that are heirlooms, that kind of stuff. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. Give them a call. They're ready to serve you. Tell them I told you to call. And by the way, you can also find them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
We had a caller.
Chris V, yeah.
Chris, what happened, buddy? I realize this isn't the Dan Morris show where people call a day ahead and wait on hold until Dan can take their call, but 60 seconds, it's not too much. It's 8 minutes after eight.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. A couple of Halloween-related items here.
Okay.
Number one, are you going to mask up your mask? Survey asked people if they're planning to wear a face mask on Halloween.
Our survey said
9 people said they're planning to wear one under an actual Halloween mask. 9%. Another 1 in 3 say they'll wear one with their costume, but not under a mask. And almost a third of adults say they're not sure if the pandemic is going to affect how they celebrate Halloween. 40% say it will disrupt things. 28% say no. And I was wondering if this was going to, because I thought of this, it might be kind of easy to make if you get the right color balloons, but you can make a costume that looks like the coronavirus.
Oh, how joyful.
A company called Yandy, well, I've seen worse. Do you consider the Tiger King to be joyful? They've got Tiger King costumes out.
Yeah, with they even have couples that costumes that, the male's Tiger King and then the female, it's a tiger outfit.
Yeah. With maybe, some other accoutrements. Anyway, the vice president of merchandising said they will not be selling a sexy COVID costume. But if you want the Tiger King, that's Yandy, YAND.com, or visit our old buddy.
Blah!
Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Blah, blah.
So I'm wondering, you know, you're thinking about all the people and events that you could go as. I bet there'll be some Joe Exotics, right?
Sure.
And Carol Baskin.
Right? And maybe somebody will make up a box and pretend to be her husband. All right, Chris did call back. Chris, thank you.
So, yes. Hey, I was curious. Jay, did Chase know that something was going on last Monday when you're having your problem?
Did Chase react and know that there was something wrong with you?
I don't think, you know, I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I don't know.
Chase has been aware that Daddy is not feeling well. I'm on day 11 on migraine headaches, and he's aware that there's something different and something wrong. So, I mean, but you're right. Animals are very, very perceptive. How about some of those animals that have, you know, gone and got somebody, right?
Yeah, when exactly. Lassie knew.
Well, Lassie.
She could read addresses.
Hey, and let me ask you this. What about a Don Duncan predict-a-thon on Meemaw extending the mask mandate?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that.
What's y'all thought? What's y'all thought? I'm sorry. Governor Scott Harris, just to say.
I think she may extend it again.
No. That's fine. Because I'm no more insider than you are. Yeah. I'm going to say she's going to let everything open up. Restaurants cannot survive on 50%. It's amazing more haven't closed up till this point.
Right.
And I've talked to Bob.
Let me ask you this, Greg. Don't you find it so odd that it's like you'll read comments on pages and you'll see maybe a restaurant, you know, saying how this is affecting them, but yet you have people commenting how we need to close it down or keep it at 50% or wear masks all the time? It's just like there's this disconnect on how people run a business or their livelihood.
I have a couple of friends who have been totally bought into the fear. They don't even go outside the house. They won't go to anybody's house. They walk their dog with a mask on. And I'm not criticizing. Again, everybody's got to deal with this their own way. But, man, we've done more than enough damage at this point. And if you can burn your city down without wearing a mask, you can pretty much should be able to do anything. But they actually are making no, that's not dangerous, you know, but so anyway, we'll see how it all sorts out. But yeah, we'll probably talk about that more going into the weekend. And by the way,
and long live Halloween. Go for it, people.
Yes, sir. I agree. I am lucky. I have lots of friends who work for the state who get an early heads up on these things.
Yep.
I knew I was getting the word from people back in March that she was going to do it. So maybe this week some of my insiders will let me know what the plan is. Actually, could reach out today and get some information.
Yeah, because October 2nd, God, that's like, so today's the 28th, yeah. That's
Friday, isn't it? Friday.
How well do you think you know your beer? Are you ready to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card? Give us a call at 272-9228.
So we're hanging on to this then, right?
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
I mean, we really have to push this.
Truth or baloney?
I think somebody will come forward to try and play the game and
he
win.
He can't have baloney anymore.
Or beer.
I can't. I know. Go on. There's a lot to that. There's a lot. And, you know, it's just something you're just going to have to get used to. When the alternative is either more surgery or death,
I don't find either of those very appealing.
No.
272-9228, the topic is beer, and we could all possibly represent lifelines if you need some help with these, and we'll play the game right after local news.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say a man was shot in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway. He later died at the hospital. Right now, no arrests have been made. A memorial service for the late Reverend Robert Gretz Jr. was held yesterday. He's remembered as a civil rights icon and human rights advocate. He was the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Gretz was 92 years old. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has unveiled a new mural depicting the history of voting rights. Local artist and activist Michelle Browder and two students created the mural outside the SPLC building. It honors late Congressman John Lewis and late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, 8:16. I had to look at my informed delivery digest in case there was a Monday birthday card stuffed with money, but
apparently not.
Not the case. But we do have a contestant who's ready to play.
Truth or baloney?
Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Here's how Truth or Baloney works. I read you a statement. You can immediately react and say truth or baloney, or you can consult with Jesse Lynn or Rich Thomas or even me, even though it's been many years since I've had a beer. Many, many, many years. All right. Okay. Are you familiar with the TV show Family Guy?
Yes, somewhat, kind of.
All right. Let me give you this one for starters. On Family Guy, Peter's favorite beer is called Duff. Duff beer. Truth or baloney?
I'll have to ask Jay on that one.
Jay's out of the room. Richie and Jesse's here.
Yeah, well, let's see. He's more the Family Guy type.
I think it's true, but
if Jay is not here, we can go on to the next one.
Okay.
I mean, we really want you to win this, so we're going to do everything we can to help. Because this is primarily for educational purposes.
It was Duff, though, right? Yes? No, it wasn't. Okay.
I said baloney on it.
Okay. Oh, you did? Yes. Good. Yeah, Duff is Homer Simpson's favorite beer.
Oh, there you go.
All right, here's your next statement. Guinness is the oldest brewery in the world that is still making beer. Guinness is the oldest brewery in the world that's still making beer. Is that truth or baloney?
I think it's Yingling.
I think it's Yingling as well.
So it'd be baloney, and yeah. You...
You're a winner!
All right, let's just go over the last three just for funsies, kids.
Okay.
Number three, Anheuser-Busch put out a beer for kids in the late 1800s. True or baloney?
Gosh.
I'd say true on that one.
You know what? You are absolutely correct. It was 1.9% alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And they sold it as a nutritional drink for kids. And a tonic for pregnant women. No kidding. Okay. The Dutch word Heineken literally translates as fun, light drink. Fun, light drink. True or baloney?
Baloney.
See, you
were... See, he's just nailing it.
Boy, you're the beer guy.
Heineken was just the founder's name. 22-year-old Gerard Heineken convinced his rich mother to buy the first brewery for him as a birthday gift in 1864.
Yeah.
All right, what and finally, nice the strongest beer in the world has a higher alcohol content than Jack Daniels.
I hope not.
True or baloney?
I hope not.
I'll have to say baloney on that one.
Actually, that is true. The world's new strongest beer was unveiled this month called Strength in Numbers, and it's 57.8% alcohol.
Oh, low.
Can I have it on tap, please?
Jack Daniels is 80 proof, so it's 40% alcohol.
I see.
So there you go. Anyway, you're a winner. You're going to the Seafood Bistro. And a little bit later, Jay Scott will tell you what you can look forward to there.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Montgomery
Skywatch traffic. Here's your latest. We had an accident with the injury on McGee Road at McGee Place Drive South. That's going to be right across from the old Montgomery Mall location. They're at Loveless. Please use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground there as they work that accident. Elsewhere around the city of Montgomery right now, we are light to mostly moderate traffic, especially on the Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and Northeast Boulevard. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Registration for midterm B classes going on now through October 10th at Trenton State Community College. Call 420-4200. Trenton State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, here's something to look forward to. Just in time for this year's holiday season, General Mills putting out a cereal called Elf.
Yummy!
Yeah, it's all based on Buddy the Elf, the Will Ferrell character with pink and green marshmallow trees.
I was going to say, what flavor do you give an elf?
The box is decorated with images of Buddy and the Arctic Puffin and Mr. Narwhal, two of Buddy's North Pole friends. It will be available for a limited time this holiday season. When it's in Food Outlet, I will let you know. It'll be breaking news. Speaking of food, let's visit the Seafood Bistro menu, shall we? Here's Jay.
Why don't we do that? Seafood Bistro open up today at 11 a.m. as they do every day at 11 a.m. over at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Now, if you're like me and you're on some kind of very strict sort of diet, that sort of thing, Seafood Bistro still has you covered. They've got salads. They've got a lot of different salads for you to try out. They've also got their platters that they have with some of the items you can get grilled or blackened, like the salmon or the tilapia, the whitefish. They've also got gator and mahi-mahi, the oysters as well. I believe, yeah, you can have oysters too. Some great selections for you at the Seafood Bistro. Call them at 279-7500. Go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can also use the delivery apps to get it delivered. You can dine in. Yes, you can. Go there and you can dine in or pull up to one of the designated spaces. Somebody will come out to your car and take your order for you. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
823, it's the morning team. Greg, Jay Scott, Jesse Lynn, and Rich Thomas, where we bring you the latest in news and developments.
Get ready for the most important drug of 2020, Pandemicil. Pandemicil doesn't treat any of the issues from COVID-19, but it does bring relief to just about everything else. Warning, side effects include lethargy, depression, drowsiness, bankruptcy, enlarged butt cheeks, spontaneous combustion, bad breath in a mask, foot fungus, ordering from DoorDash, paralysis, anger. You may discover you married the wrong person, seizures, testicle erosion, detached retina from watching too much TikTok. Stop taking Pandemicil if you experience suicidal thoughts. Or if you start wondering why you ever had children in the first place. Loss of teeth, erectile dysfunction, wine addiction, beer addiction, pot addiction, Netflix addiction, complete disdain of Zoom meetings, anal leakage, may cause walking dogs in bathrobes. Other side effects include constipation, clubfoot, webbed feet, lockjaw, and brain damage. It's time to take control of your life. Like that's even possible. Don't even ask your doctor if Pandemicil is right for you. He'll just stick a swab up your nose and tell you to stay home. Pandemicil, once daily for a more tolerable, pathetic existence. It might kill you, but then again, it might not.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Benatti created, perfected, and patented the Benatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Benatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Benatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Man trying to enter an office building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask. Made it mandatory almost every place that we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. This mask wearing isn't fun. And the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seems she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
His COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
Don't let Daddy in the house, Mommy. He's not wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But, honey.
You should have taken it with you.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. Lately, I'm beginning to wonder if there's any other kind. By the way, look at the market. The future's looking real good there.
And it's about to be the opening bell here.
And Brent, if you're listening, give us a holler. Say hello. This is truly stupid news because these are the best TV news bloopers of September.
Oh.
They got it on YouTube a couple of days early. Let's give this a listen, shall we?
Yep.
All right, welcome back to Eyewitness News.
Welcome back into Eyewitness News.
I what?
It's okay. Go ahead, Sarah.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Who? Because they're in different studios.
And there's a delay.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth on this. Good morning to you, too. We've been told to stay at home, but that hasn't stopped. Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Former Health Secretary Alan Johnson joins us down the line from hell, from Hull. Alan Johnson, I'm never going to recover from that now, am I?
That's really down the line. I imagine there's a little bit of a digital delay.
Earlier this morning, our rocket scientist was what was our? I've got two stories that I picked here. One was the hockey fan who was yelling, shoot.
Right.
The neighbor heard, it was yelling at the TV. Don't we all do that? Don't we tell him to pass when a play opens up and stuff?
Well, this weekend I was yelling.
I was wondering how you were doing because I didn't know if that would be compatible with
headache. No, it didn't help.
But this actually did happen. A neighbor called sheriff's deputies on a rabid Tampa Bay Lightning fan who were screaming, shoot, shoot, as they watched Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. I didn't even know they were in it. I have heard nothing about it. Careless. Anyway, several Hillsborough County sheriff's deputies showed up at Devon Garnett's door. He and two friends were just watching the game and getting very animated. Mm-hmm. The person that called the police felt very bad and made an amend. Play. Stupid, come on.
They left us beer. What's it say? Sorry about Wednesday night, LOL. I grew up around a lot of domestic violence and I legitimately thought someone was going to get shot. Good luck to the Lightning. I'll be watching the NBA Finals, LOL. Caesar and Christine.
Let's go.
Caesar and Christine, thank you guys so much.
Shoot.
Yeah, I guess if you, in these uncertain times, you hear that, you could understand. Also,
curing disease, ending world hunger, protecting our fragile planet. All challenges that went completely ignored in order to conduct this critical research.
Critical research says don't fret over your shapely thighs and hips.
Oh.
Rich, they may help extend your life. A recent study by the medical journal BMJ. You subscribe to that?
Mine ran out.
Never renewed it, huh? Researchers tracked over 2 million people over the course of 3 to 24 years, asking participants to measure key parts of their body like waist circumference, waist to hip ratio, and no wonder we have so much ratio unrest, and body shapes. The study showed that a 4-inch increase in waist circumference was associated with an 11% increased risk of mortality, where a 4-inch increase in hip circumference was associated with a 10% lower risk of mortality.
Oh, okay.
The bottom line, thick thighs help save lives. That's true. All of that excitement brought to you by Applied Security.
I just can't get this anywhere else.
Speaking of these uncertain times, a lot of folks nervous about protection for their family, their business. We've seen the videos. I don't need to go into detail. If you currently are unhappy and feel like you're paying too much for monthly monitoring, Applied Security is worth a call to 279-8338. In most instances, they can save you money on monthly monitoring, under $30 a month. Applied Security also has effective state-of-the-art technologies. They're a local company, which is another good reason to choose them. They're a call away at 279-8338. And they've been protecting us here at Blue Water with systems that are literally foolproof. And believe me, in this building, we've had the fools to try it, to test it out. Some people get systems installed in their homes that are too complicated to be practical. So go with a company that's here that can take care of you, and that is Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, with 4 decades of experience at 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit numbers 276.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Today is just a regular summer day, even though we're not in summer anymore. High temperatures at least 86, 87, maybe even 88. Warm and humid today. We're dry this morning, but showers and thunderstorms will start popping up later on this afternoon. In fact, a line of storms coming out of Mississippi and in through the early evening hours. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, and the threat of showers and thunderstorms continues overnight tonight. Tonight's low down to about 60. Tomorrow, the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm, mostly morning and midday hours before a cold front comes through and wipes it, turns off the rain, all right? And then some nicer air comes in as we get in towards, you know, Tuesday evening, Tuesday night into Wednesday. Then it warms up again on Thursday before the second cold front arrives. The second cold front is a dry front, but it has some really, really nice fall air back behind it. It's the real deal. By Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, we're into some really great fall air. I think the coolest morning will be Saturday morning. Around dawn, we'll be in the upper 40s, some places even mid-40s. Right now, this morning, with crazy humidity, it's cloudy for the most part out at the airport. Calm winds and 74 degrees, 835.
All right. We have actually mocked this term here on the show, other shows on News Talk. These uncertain times.
Yes.
Suppose they made it into a movie.
Coming to socially distant theaters from Pandemic Productions, it's These Trying Times.
I can't stand that phrase.
Uncertain, uncharted, unprecedented.
Okay.
Prepare for the new normal.
I'm so sick of that one.
As our essential heroes try to flatten the curve with an abundance of caution.
I'll flatten your curve.
It's These Trying Times, based on the novel Coronavirus.
Yeah, I know.
Why not?
That's going to be the phrase of the whole year. These uncertain times.
Everybody says the same thing, too. You know, it's like, enough already. We want certain times back. Although, when are they really certain? Have you heard the Wing Fingers winning word of the day?
No.
Stay tuned right after traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, things looking pretty good all over the city right now. We got light to moderate traffic everywhere. Our most congested place is Norman Bridge Road inbound. And Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue inbound. Other than that, light to moderate. No new accidents in to pass along. Buckle up and be safe out there. We will keep you updated throughout the day on traffic. You can get a minimum of a $2,000 trade-in on anything that you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville on Cobbsford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
excited.
Makes perfect sense. The Wing Finger winning word is excited sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. More likely in a whimsical moment. I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228 with the word excited. That's all you need. If you're caller 7 and you mention that, you will win lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. Everybody's raving about it. It is a great way to do chicken. And what matters above all and everything else, they do everything fresh every day. They make their sauces from scratch. It's all family recipe. You'll also notice something that's very different, and you'll spend a few minutes thinking about it. First time you bite into a Wing Finger, you're going to wonder, try it without a dip first or any type. Just bite into one and tell me, doesn't that crust taste incredibly fresh? That's why they're so successful, because it is fresh. There's no cornstarch or preservatives in there. Made fresh every day. Wing Fingers in the RSA building, 201 Union downtown, and your winnings will include sides, beverages, and underground parking. Excited, your Wing Finger winning word of the day at 8:38.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A memorial service for the late Reverend Robert Gretz Jr. was held Sunday. He's remembered as a civil rights icon and human rights advocate. He was the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Gretz was 92 years old. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say a man was shot in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway. He later died at the hospital. Right now, no arrests have been made. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has unveiled a new mural depicting the history of voting rights. Local artist and activist Michelle Browder and two students created the mural outside the SPLC building. It honors late Congressman John Lewis and late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's that time of year again.
where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 91275.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hopefully last pandemic Monday. We're hoping Governor Meemaw says, all right, safer at home is over. I believe it's set to expire on the 3rd.
It is.
I'm going to reach out to my inside Alabama connections and see what they're hearing. Because the buzz is already going around, whatever they're going to do. Here, you know, Rich's birthday is coming up, and he's the guy that's got everything right.
Mm-hmm.
Qantas, I can't call it Qantas because there's no U after the Q. It's Qantas Airlines, right? Mm-hmm. Australia's airline. They are retiring their fleet of 747 jets. They wanted to give one to John Travolta. It's in the documentary on the Smithsonian Channel there about the making of the 747.
He turned it down because he says the upkeep on a 747, it's just a little much for him.
He's got a 707.
He's got a 707, you know.
But he's qualified to fly a 747.
Uh-huh. He has.
Anyway, they are giving aviation fans the chance to buy a piece of the airline by selling 1,000 fully stocked liquor carts. You know, the kind they push down
the
plane.
Sure.
You'd be the first on your block to have one of those, right?
Yeah. Stocked, though? Will it be stocked? Or is
yeah, fully stocked with champagne, Australian wines, Tim Tam cookies, pajamas, and the Qantas first class Sheridan throw pillow.
Let me tell you, on a first-class trip to Hawaii from Atlanta, you make friends with the steward, the flight attendant very, very quickly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask what it costs to fly first from Atlanta to Hawaii?
I do not know. This was somebody's points.
Oh, I had to pull out of the pull that off my bucket list. I really would love to go to Hawaii, but I don't. Do you, knowing me, can you see me sitting in an airplane for 12 hours without a cigarette?
Let's look up the price today.
Well, yeah. No.
Walking on the plane, though, they put a real lei, I mean, with the you know, the real flowers, and they hand you a Mai Tai.
You like to leave?
And they give the plastic leis to the
steerage. Coach.
Steerage.
When do I want to leave?
What day would you like to leave? Yeah. Day of the week?
Pick a day.
Pick a date.
October 16th.
October 16th.
That's a Friday. Okay. When do you want to come back?
What day are you returning?
The following Friday.
Okay.
All right. We give you a week out there then.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. Now, it's searching, but I did not put in first class.
Well, what's coach? Let's start with that.
Coach? You're looking at, it depends on which way you want to go. You can go to Kauai, which is $744.
Wow.
Is that where Mount Willie is?
Wally. Yeah.
Honolulu is $677.
Uh-huh. So you go to Lihue.
If you go to Maui, it's only $665.
Wow, that's really, that's surprising. Now, give me the first class.
Yeah. First class coming up.
I'll write in coach. You can go in first.
Yeah. I'll text you.
Which of those three stops? Well, let's go to Maui.
Okay.
$1,900.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Honolulu, same price. If we go to Kauai again, $2,500.
Man.
In first class.
I mean, that's the only way I would fly that far. They probably have a business class in Dubai.
Now, that is...
Is that Delta?
That's round trip. It would be Delta.
Yeah.
It goes up from there if you go American.
Okay.
It's about $3,000.
Yeah.
And then if you...
Oh, it'd be lovely to wear a mask that many hours, too.
Oh, God, yeah. You still have to do that on planes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What about put this little miniature? Do I have to take a mask off?
So what I wanted to tell you from that, though, is the $2,500 one... you would go from Montgomery to Atlanta,
right?
As always.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, you're there for an hour and a half, and then you go from Atlanta to Seattle.
Oh, no, you're not going to change planes again. No,
you
got to
go to Seattle fly from Seattle to Hawaii?
Seattle to Hawaii.
No, no.
That's a long flight.
What we did was we refueled in at LAX. You could get off the plane briefly, but you were on the same aircraft, all right? You could even leave your stuff on the plane.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Because you always want to make sure they have enough fuel.
Yeah, you want to have some fuel. What do you mean we're running low?
And this all began with a story about Qantas Airlines selling their bar carts.
Yeah.
$685 each. But wouldn't that be nice to be able to push that around the Rich Thomas Weather Center? Serving...
On football Saturday?
Tim Tam cookies and, yeah. As 8:48, our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up, so is the final look at the roads. Lewis Lawn has some amazing products, and this is the best time of the year to go in there and check things out because, just like cars, they have model years for the various equipment lines, and they would like to move out their 2020 inventory and make room for the 2021. One popular new brand this year has been the Ego. These are battery technologies have really come a long way. So if you want a battery charged mower, edger, trimmer, blower, these, you just attach them to their charging station. When you're ready to use, you hit the on button. That's it. They're so easy to work, and they're comparably priced to gasoline powered. Whatever your choice, they have the big tractor style mower, Zero Turns by Echo and Exmark, and all the steel products. We've got a steel blower that's, I believe it's in its 9th or 10th leaf blowing season coming up. And all the Shindawa products, too. And everything you buy there comes with a warranty, and you bring it back to Lewis Lawn if it needs service or repairs. 244-9191 is their number for Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. 849.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking pretty good around the city right now. We've got a little congestion east south boulevard at Troy Highway, Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. A little busy in that stretch of the east south boulevard. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, still a little busy into downtown. And, of course, Fairview Avenue and Norman Bridge still bustling just a bit. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, and no new accidents in to report at this time. Although a lot of people are working from home, accidents still happen. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services greater than any other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
Fox Wednesday on the blockbuster new season of The Masked Singer. Be there for the shocking moment.
No! Don't do it!
That's a first in Masked Singer history.
It's gonna change this show forever!
Can you identify real singers from fake ones before you hear them sing?
I think you're a liar.
Ken Jeong hosts the new hit mystery music show. I can see your voice.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Our show brought to you in part by...
I don't know who likes the show. No sparkle on that place below. My Donka dog is really gush. I have to show...
Play something cat-related for Rosie.
Well, the fact that it was a thing that hung down over your cat's butt.
Yeah. Twinkle Tush is the name of the product.
And it was a little, like a gem or something.
Yes.
Stupid charm thing that would go on the tail of the cat, but right at the base. So that it would cover up the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what cat wouldn't love that level of... garish modesty.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Jay Exotic's got his specialty brand.
Can I take a moment? First of all, I want to play.
Yes, you can take a moment.
It's too late.
No.
I wanted to play something cat-related for Rosie. To thank her, to thank Eddie Bader, to thank Seth Spotlow, and to thank you guys for just the most unbelievable birthday in 100 years for me. I've got, today it's going to go online, but it's working now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go through the barbaric process of texting Roz to say, what does the rain gauge say right now if we're going through a storm in the afternoon?
And you had 82 hundredths of an inch on its first full operational day.
Debuted, and it keeps track of so many other things, too, and so, it's really cool.
You got your wind and everything. It looks like he's got it where, I don't know if there's trees around that can, are there barriers around that can affect the wind speed? Because I think Jay's got a little bit of
Yeah, I'm thinking about repositioning mine. That or doing some trimming.
But the fact that Seth got it up on Saturday.
I mean, super fast.
In the middle of the day.
Yep.
Was really
amazing.
We did
the Saturday morning show, and he came right over, and we got it up and running. And, gosh, you're going to see me in some new shirts in the days ahead.
And can I hear the bell again for the bike?
Oh, sure.
Can I?
Yeah, no problem.
Hear that bell. There you go. People know you're coming.
I can ride the bike right into the building.
And people are going to be saying, he's such a nice boy.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want to ride a bicycle through Montgomery at 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
Especially with the panhandlers, huh?
Yeah.
See you coming to my house on Taylor, off Taylor Road.
I may do that for Halloween just to see what you're handing out. Rich Thomas is handing out money.
Hey, I'll come to that one. I'll ride my horse.
I noticed, and speaking of people to thank, Eddie Bader has walked into the room.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
They're in rehearsal for the Joey Show, which is coming up.
Yes.
Now, I gotta fix this cat thing. If you guys will just bear with me for a moment. It's the one where the cat sings Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also a personal favorite. Cat, asterisk, meow, mix, people singing Led Zeppelin. Here we go. Just to make one numerical adjustment to this. I just was a very grateful guy. It was just such a wonder. It probably means this is my last birthday because.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Usually, you know.
That's why we were so generous.
Wants to give you a nice send off. Anyway, for Rosie in particular, and the food Saturday, and thank you, man. You coming in, feeling as lousy as you have lately. God, man, above and beyond. That's your
problem.
Real name.
That's not a problem at all. He was talking.
Start 93.1 FM. I looked at the numbers on the Dow. The market is going higher.
And Leon's getting larger.
I hope the market continues going higher. Gosh, I remember. So what is it? 27 something now, right?
It's
I think
up
it's,
about
27.5.
Yeah.
Is today yours?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. It's Eddie.
I'm glad we left the happy birthday stuff up.
It's
happy
birthday,
it's for you.
That's
for it's so
that's
for you.
It.
I came in and decorated.
Yeah.
I redecorated.
See that teddy bear that says Greg? That was a typo on the Greg
on the
part.
Sheet, yeah. That's for you.
That's for you, buddy. And that look at that balloon.
So I owe you a cake pop.
Look at that balloon, man.
I owe you a cake pop. Mine was delicious, by the way, the other day. He brought me a cake pop on my birthday. From Starbucks.
He is the most thoughtful man.
I know, and it was strawberry, which is one of my favorites.
I like to give him clients because he works so damn hard. Oh, man. Okay, what time is the liquor stores open so I can get something for him?
Well, it depends on which one. Which one you want, yeah. I can tell you the hours.
Is that from experience or just friends told you?
No, just people.
Just people told
people
you.
Telling me.
Okay.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's looking like a good day in the world of money, and it's going to be a busy news week, and I'm still betting there's no debate tomorrow night. We'll talk about that this afternoon. Redeem the Wing Finger winning word. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pushing to be recorded.
Lucky guy.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free.